Hi, I'm Terry Snowden. Welcome to the Forever Mancunians series here on the Forever Manchester podcast platform. In each episode, we bring you an interesting and inspirational conversation with local people doing extraordinary things in our communities. My guest is Rod Maxwell, from local community radio station, Radio Alti.
Hey Terry, what about you?
What about you, mate?
Very well, thank you.
Now I'm going to try a three-pronged approach to our little chat today, Rod. I'm going to talk about you, I'm going to talk about the situation that you suddenly found yourself in, and then we're going to talk about your involvement in community radio and the many benefits that that can bring. So, you got involved with local radio?
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. I was working in Switzerland for a number of years, and my son was in his first band, and they'd done some recordings, and there was a community radio station called Trafford Sound, and it was only online, and they had a show on a Wednesday night. I can't remember what it was called, but it used to play new music for the Manchester scene. And I remember sitting in the hotel room at the Hilton in Basel, as they call it, and listening online and hearing my son's, you know, vocals coming through. And I just thought it was, like, fantastic, you know. And I think it was in about spring 2017, and I was trying to take control of my therapy, if you like. And it was baby steps, like working in the shop. And I contacted this radio station, no longer here, unfortunately, but called Trafford Sound. And I didn't know anything about how they operated or anything. And I said, are you looking for anybody? I've got availability. I haven't done it before. But here's the thing. Back in the 1980s, I used to pretend to make up my own radio shows.
Okay.
I used to tape jingles off the local FM station called Downtown Radio. And I used to tape the jingles. And then I used to sit in front of a big Hitachi hi-fi system with one turntable and a bunch of 33s and 45s, and I used to then use the jingle to give me time to swap the vinyl over. You know what I mean? Cool.
So there was a jingle in between every record.
There was, and some people would say you're just a jingle mad now on radio, and I think I am actually. But so I used to sit there making my own radio shows up for hours on end in the 80s. You know. So anyway, I got involved in that, and I used to do a daytime show. And I went from knowing nothing and just being a sidekick to running the desk and doing live radio. And we would have guests coming in. And it was the simple thing again, Terry. Like, we were based in a community centre, and walking in the door and saying hello to the guys on the desk and having a chat with them. It reminded me of when I used to walk into our offices in London or Manchester, and that feeling of saying, I always used to say hello to receptionists or security staff, because they're the front of the business, right? And they know everything's going on. And it just made me feel normal again, you know?
Local radio, right, remains one of the most effective ways to communicate to a community. National radio doesn't necessarily tick the boxes. Local radio can help and support and develop a community. Would you agree? Is this like the seeds behind the development of...
So Radio Alti came out of, there was five of us who had this desire to keep doing radio. And Trafford Sound ended, and we started talking about doing Radio Alti. And really, our background was we wanted to give people a chance to do radio, to build skills in media, right? And for people, my age and older, who have got skills and they want to share those skills and they want to stay engaged in something, they want to keep the mind ticking over, they want to commit and engage with the community, and there's no better way than doing radio, because you go out there, and what I've discovered is, I'm quite ashamed of this, but when I was working, I used to come back here at the weekends to Greater Manchester Altrincham, and I used to think, there's no community here. I don't think I'm going to stay here. And I used to say to my wife, when I retire, we're going to head up to the lakes, we're going to get out to the country and search for a community, if you like. And she was never a fan of this, but I've learned that, you know, I'm now 7 years post-surgery. I'm 7 years that I've been here day in, day out, apart from holidays. And what I've realised is communities out there, if you tap into it, and what local radio does, it does tap into community. It goes and finds the heroes, the stories, the artists, the creators, the business people, and it gives them, it wants to talk to them. And so I found my community in Altrincham, partly through music. I sing with several choirs, partly through dog walking, and through engaging people with local radio. And then pulling people into it, finding people to get involved.
It also gives the very people you're talking about or talking to a platform to share their creativity, knowledge, experience.
It does. And, you know, if you work for a local company, for example, what better way to get media trained than to come in and do a live show as a guest, right? You don't need to go on an expensive media training course. You could come in and do it for real. And there isn't the same risk, you know?
Not at all. I fly along by the seat of my pants on most occasions.
So do I. I think it's about authenticity.
Confidence. Just having the confidence to speak is 90% of it.
It is. And somebody once said to me in work, curiosity and a question is more important than a good answer. And I find I'm probably a terrible listener, but when you're doing radio, you have to be a good listener in a way and find the story in people. So if you're doing radio and you're getting those skills, you can transfer them into everyday life. You can transfer them into business life or professional life, you know, a caring role, for example. So really, we set up Radio Alti to be a platform for people to build skills, to give a voice to the local area. But ironically, what we find is that we're probably tapping into more listeners who used to live here and are geographically spread all over the place.
There you go.
Because we have as many people listening, if not more, who have a relationship with this area but don't live here anymore. You know, there's a link to it. So community, I think it's a very broad term, really.
Now then, I believe you've been involved recently with a project about capturing older people's memories.
Yeah, so we're approached by Full Circle Funerals, Jez and Sarah, who are based in the town, and they were doing something with Forever Manchester. And we needed some outdoor broadcasting equipment for the radio station. And I put together this idea of doing a series of broadcasts where we captured the memories of people from the area who are of a generation where they don't have a social media footprint. So people who could be late 70s, in their 80s, for example. Because what I discovered as I met people, and Terry, I'm shocking at talking to anybody, really. I really would, you know. And you know, there's my wife won't come walking with me at times because I'm just too busy chatting to people. But what I've really enjoyed since I've been walking around here is discovering a bit of the history. And what was on my mind was that there's a generation that, as they go, we're going to lose that memory footprint. They haven't written it down. It's not digitalized or whatever. And these are important because they're the fabric of the society and the community, and they tell you about how things have changed. And so we were very lucky to get some money from Forever Manchester through the fund that Full Circle Funerals put together. And we've been going out now and talking to people who are in, some of them are in care homes, some of them are with day centres, some of them are with organisations that give them, if you like, a fulfilling day, that type of thing, in the area. And we're starting to engage with them and talk to them about their memories. And, you know, it raises your spirits to just hear the stories. And for some people, to see their faces light up as they start to recall memories. And I'm sure other people feel this, but sometimes if you have a memory issue, sometimes as that memory starts to strengthen, it's a bit like a warm glow happening in your brain. You know, it's like one of those old-fashioned light bulbs. If you feel the warmth from it, it's a weird thing. And I've been talking to people about their memories, and it could just be about a draper shop. It could be about a bus journey that you used to take. It could be about a park that used to be there. But you can see, as they're talking to you, the glow So we're halfway through recording the series, and we're going to wrap around music from the era and do them as a series of one-hour special shows, basically. And then they become little time capsules, little digital that will never be lost, and will forever have those memories.
Sounds amazing. Now listen, we've covered confidence building, skills development, self-development, occupational health, all spring to mind. Would you agree that the benefits of local community radio stations are just as important or even more important for those involved? I'm pretty sure that they have got a massive part to play. So it's not just about serving the community, it's about the community within the radio station framework.
And actually, I think there are huge benefits for people. I mean, I think if you get involved in any organisation, voluntary or otherwise, that sense of fulfilment, that sense of responsibility, that sense of contribution, no matter how small, is really worthwhile. And you know, in a time when people are living longer, I think mental health is, you know, so important. And that sense of contribution is really vital. You know, any voluntary type organisation can help fulfil that. With radio, you know, you've got the added benefit of, I don't know, the joy of playing music, for example, the creativity in making a show, the way that you can link to people and do interviews, you know, the collaboration of all that. I'm glad to say I think radio is as powerful as ever. I think radio is getting stronger again, and it's getting stronger from the roots up. And what I like about local radio is that you're not buying a personality, you know, because you can't buy Chris Evans to come in and do the radio station. I love Chris Evans, by the way, but you know, you have to build it up from ordinary people, and therefore you get every ordinary people's stories. And I think therefore it's more authentic, you know, it's less glossy than I think a lot of radio has become.
I think your involvement has not only supported, it's actually changed your life. I think it's changed your attitude towards a lot of things, possibly. I think you've learned a lot.
I I think it's ironic that, you know, I'm now 53. I'm 7 years out of work. I haven't worked professionally in 7 years. And I've hardly ever, you know, I haven't done a professional job the way I would have done. But I actually feel that I would be in some ways a better person working professionally because of the benefits that I've had of seeing life from a different side and engaging people differently than I was 7 years before. But my memory's not good, so that's where practically I can't do my job. You know, I'm a business risk, and I see that all the time in the radio. I make mistakes, I overlook things, you know, and that's a reminder every day of why I can't work professionally, because that's been really tough to get used to. And even 7 years down the line, I'm still getting used to it. But I've seen a different side of life that has in some way enriched me. And if at times, because I hate what happened, you know, but at times I can feel a degree of thanks that A, I'm alive, and I think, well, actually, I can still live a fulfilling life.
Just to wrap up, when we first met, me and you, because we met up for a good old chin wag and a cup of coffee, our conversation tilted towards some of the famous people that we've collectively met between us over the years.
Yeah.
And although I've met my fair share, you trumped me. Do you remember this game?
No, I don't remember.
Because you met Neil Armstrong.
Yes. Yeah.
How wild is that?
Yeah, it was early 80s. But I wish, I think I've told you this, but I wish I had have known who I was meeting. So the scenario was about 1983 or so, and my father was the equivalent of being the mayor for the local council. And the town I come from, Downpatrick, as well as having Ash as our home band, is famous because St. Patrick was buried there. And we have every St. Patrick's Day a huge service, a community service. But the cathedral there, where I was a choir boy, and my mum still goes to, is where they have the big celebration of St. Patrick. and they always try to get somebody over. And about, it was about 1983, they invited Neil Armstrong. And anyway, he was there, and then there was a civil reception afterwards, and my dad was added because he was the chairman of the council, equivalent of the mayor. And I remember being at this, it was in a, you know, like leisure centre style thing, and I remember being there, and my dad, I was running around, my dad said, "Ronnie, come here, I want you to meet somebody." And I remember he took me, brought me over, and he said, "Ronnie, meet Neil." That's all he said, Neil. Right? He didn't say, "First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, the astronaut." He just went, "Meet Neil. Neil, this is our Rodney." And that was it, right? Now, back then, Terry, you didn't meet many Americans at all, right? And if you can imagine, I felt like I was about 30 centimetres high and this man was about, you know, 2 metres high. You know, I was looking up and he had these... I just remember, you know, he was the stereotypical American in that he had the well-cut suit, the broad shoulders, you know, he was a fine specimen of a man, and the slick back hair. And I'm thinking, you know, intimidation was, you know, wasn't in it. And I froze, and I didn't ask him anything. And I really kicked myself, you know, because I thought, you could have asked him anything. You could have said, "Were you really there? You know, what, you know, or what did it feel like, or the risk, or, you know, etc." And I learned that day. But I've applied it ever since. Is, you know, always just start with a question, any question, and it gets the ball rolling. And don't be intimidated. Just ask any question, and that's it.
Thanks for taking the time to chat today. Can I wish you, everything you do, and everyone you engage and influence on the radio and in the community, every success, and much continued success for the future. Thanks for listening to this episode of Forever Mancunians. If you like the show, please follow us in your podcast app, and if you have time, leave us a review. To find out how you could work with Forever Manchester, show your support, receive a newsletter, or make a donation, check out forevermanchester.com.